It's April 4, 2010. Welcome to Sunday at CMU, and a very happy Easter to you. My name is David Balser, your host for Sunday at Canadian Mennonite University. We are a university of the church for the world. Pray with me. Oh God, on this day we celebrate the gift of salvation through your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you for sending your Son. Thank you for making a way for humanity to come back into full relationship with you. Give us today a personal and deep experience of the power of the resurrection. We invite you to be Savior and Lord. Amen. That was Be Thou My Vision, sung by the CMU Alumni Choir. Today we are pleased to have Emeritus Professor John J. Friesen with us as our guest speaker. Welcome, John.
Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. With this announcement, Christians for two millennia have greeted each other on this Easter day. Let us listen to the story in the Gospel of John, chapter 20, where Mary Magdalene met Jesus in the garden after his resurrection. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Since Jesus arose on the first day of the week, Christians in the early church set aside the first day of every week to remember Christ's resurrection by meeting for worship. Easter and Sunday are thus two of the most important and powerful symbols of the Christian faith, both reminding us of Jesus' resurrection. Easter Sunday is the culmination of a week packed with dramatic events. The week started with Palm Sunday, when Jesus confounded those who had expected him to be a great political or military leader by entering Jerusalem on a humble donkey instead of on a prancing war horse. Jesus further turned the disciples' understanding of lordship into humble servant leadership by washing their feet. Then followed the Last Supper, Judas' betrayal of Jesus, Jesus' arrest, the sham trials, Peter's denial that he knew Jesus, the crucifixion, and the burial. On the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene, one of the women who was part of the circle of Jesus' followers, came to the tomb and saw that Jesus was alive. The story of Easter is the loss of life for a higher purpose. Jesus lost his life in order to provide salvation for all. The reconciliation of God with us could not be accomplished by power, by might, by legions of angels, or by great armies, but by the humble servant who was willing to give up his life. This story inspires. It does not compel nor threaten. Rather, it is an invitation to believe in Jesus and to follow a new way of life, modeled by him on Palm Sunday, the death on the cross, and the resurrection. Menno Simons, a 16th century Anabaptist, expressed this biblical message well when he said, "True evangelical faith cannot lie dormant, but manifests itself in all righteousness and works of love. It clothes the naked, feeds the hungry, consoles the afflicted, shelters the miserable, aids and consoles the oppressed, returns good for evil, serves those who injure it, and prays for those who persecute it." Amen.
That was Beneath the Cross of Jesus, sung by the CMU Alumni Choir. For today's interview, I am very delighted to be able to take you to the highlands of Guatemala. A couple weeks ago, I came upon the idea to talk with one of the students participating in CMU's out-of-town one-year discipleship program in Guatemala. Thanks to the expertise of Ruth Bernouche, one of the program managers, I was able to connect via cell phone to Coban, Guatemala, and to speak with James Dick, one of the out-of-town students. So we take you now to the highlands of Guatemala, and we begin with a bit of Spanish, which I learned as a child, and James is learning in his studies in Guatemala. So join me as we go live into the current experience of one of our out-of-town students. Well, this is great. Thanks so much for agreeing to do this. ¿Cómo estás, James?
Bien.
Bien. ¿Cómo es el café ahí en Guatemala?
Más o menos.
¿Más o menos?
Sí. Yeah, I said it's más o menos, which means more or less all right. So,
so your Spanish is going well?
Yeah, it's pretty decent. I was actually fortunate before the program began to purchase a Spanish-speaking program on the computer, so that kind of helped me out.
Excellent.
Getting things going here. So,
first, real quick, where are you from?
So I'm from a small farming village in southern Manitoba called Arned, so that places me in Manitoba there. So.
All right, and why out of town?
You know what, after high school, I'm like, I don't want to rush into university, and this program just fit my needs for a year of spending time with God, deepening that relationship and stuff like that. So
All right.
It just seemed right for me.
So let's jump into where you were last week. I mean, this is so cool talking to you in Guatemala, you know, and I understand you're in Coban right now, but you were up in the highlands last week. What did you learn about yourself, James, up in the Mayan highlands?
What I learned about myself, like, the first day we got there and stuff, and we're just all crowded around this school and stuff, and they're playing on one of these xylophone things, and people are dancing away and stuff, and we were kind of waiting to get into our homes and stuff, and I had no idea my house would be on top of a mountain. And, we had to trek, 10 minutes up this mountain, and it was the most beautiful thing ever. But it's kind of hard, when you get put in a situation like that, it's easy for yourself to think of it as a countdown. I only have to trek up this mountain, for the rest of this week. But you really got to put yourself in these people's shoes. This is their life and stuff, and trekking through this mud every day and stuff like that. So it's just, really appreciating what the people go through there. And, still how much happiness they have and stuff. So
my sense is that that's a little bit different from a small farm community in Manitoba. Where do you make the connection with knowing God and all of that? Can you see some places where your faith starts to look different to you?
Yeah, it was really cool. The guy who's running this whole part in Cobong here said some really stretching stuff at the beginning, kind of just giving us a little bit of details and stuff like that. And one of the things that has really stuck with me is something he said, and he really encouraged us with a passage from Matthew 25:40. It says, what you do to the least of these, you do to me. And it's just he wasn't so much talking about works and stuff like that, but with relationships. When you look across the table and you're breaking bread, but not here, it's tortillas here. And you're breaking bread together across the table with a Mayan person, and you're looking off. Your mindset, these people have so much less than me, needs to be switched. Instead, look across the table as equals and see Jesus in that person. Mm-hmm. And it's just this is Jesus with skin on, right? And just seeing him in that fullness, and it's a mindset I've tried to embrace this past week and in my time in Cobong.
Hey, James, thanks so much. I know we could go on, but I'm so excited that we actually were able to make this Skype connection. Here are some upcoming activities at CMU. On April 7 at 7:30 p.m. in the CMU Great Hall is Jazz at CMU. Then on April 24 and 25, our Convocation Weekend, you're invited to join us for several events. On Saturday, April 24 at 7:30, in the Loewen Athletic Center is the CMU Spring Concert. Then on Sunday, on April 25 at 2:30 p.m., at Emmanuel Pentecostal Church is the CMU Convocation with 100 students graduating, and everyone is welcome. Also coming up in May is the CMU School of Writing, featuring instructors Margaret Swetman in fiction, Barbara Nickel in poetry, and Joanne Clausen in life writing, and Anita Dare, writing for children and young adults. And if you like golf, join us June 15 for the 9th Annual CMU President's Golf Classic. Lots of events happening, and for more information regarding them, you can check your church bulletin or visit the CMU website at www.cmu.ca. Thank you for joining me this morning for Sunday at CMU. You can listen anytime to the program on our website, and I invite you to pray for our mission of Christian university education. You can send your comments and donations to Sunday at CMU, 500 Shaftesbury Boulevard, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3P2N2, or email us at sunday@cmu.ca. Until next Sunday, my prayer for you is this: may God bless you and keep you. May the face of God shine on you and give you peace. Amen.